Joshua, the mighty champion of God, who led the children of Israel against the walls of Jericho and onward to victory after victory in Canaan land, had this to say to the children of Israel in Joshua 24, verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The famed prophet Elijah spoke to Israel of the false gods in the land in 1 Kings 18:21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, not a word. God's judgment is preparing to fall upon this earth. The devastations that take place during the Great Tribulation period will surely be unparalleled in human history. Somewhere during this period of time, Jesus Christ will return for the born again, and we will meet him in the clouds, 1 Thessalonians 4:15-18. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. God will save his children from the terrible wrath of his judgment. Are you born again? As Elijah of old said, How long halt ye between two opinions? Are you ready to be saved from the wrath to come? God's hand is extended to you today. But be advised, this is a limited time offer. Make your decision for Jesus Christ today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God, and you will be able to say with the mighty Joshua, But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now for today's subject. God said Genesis 2:19-23, And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. God said, Genesis 3:16, Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Man said, Be gone with your God and your Bible. I will serve the God of my own making. Now the record. The wrong worldview generates the wrong conclusions. If you begin examining the facts upon the premise that the earth and its universe was formed by a godless accident out of nothing, then all of your assessments will be flawed, and the facts themselves, standing in contradiction, will require a serious workaround. On the other hand, those of childlike faith in the Bible approach the facts upon the premise that God's word is true and righteous altogether, and that the earth and its universe was created by God with purpose out of that which is invisible, and the facts will require no workaround. This feature will once again point out the obvious. This is God Said, Man Said feature 611 that will again confirm the inerrancy of God's word and certify that the God of the Bible is God above all gods. All of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the saved and for ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Why not use the telephone friend feature above to send a God Said, Man Said message to someone you love? Welcome. We are honored by your presence. May the face of our God shine upon you with light and truth. They're flummoxed. How could it be? God is a spirit and invisible to man, and this God created all that we see out of that which is invisible. When science digs into the invisible with their most powerful microscopes, they find the invisible God's handiwork. Over and over again, the words of God are vindicated, and Satan and his skeptics howl. In a 2003 feature of God Said, Man Said, titled Adam's Rib, you'll find the following. Don't you find it ironic that the worldly mind that rejects or diminishes the idea of God attempts to duplicate that which has already been made by the Creator they deny? The effort to duplicate God's handiwork has a formal name. It's called biomimicry. This is just another proof that God is. In the feature subject, No New Thing, we briefly discussed the new darling of science, cloning. I mentioned that it wasn't quite as new as men suppose. God had taken a man's rib and out of it made a woman, which was much more stupendous than cloning. From this rib, God formed a brand new personage, a female, man's counterpart, who had the ability to reproduce and nourish a new member of the human family. But it was with a rib. And by the way, here is where we have the first use of general anesthesia, used by God, created by God. The Bible says in Genesis 2:21, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof." Why did God choose a rib? Was this account in Genesis simply words of mere men, as the critics claim? God chose a rib. Science now knows that the rib which God chose to create Eve has some very unique characteristics that we are just beginning to understand, characteristics the engineer of all life knew perfectly. Why a rib? Why didn't he choose another pile of dust? Why didn't he choose some other physical part of Adam's anatomy? For one thing, when bone grafting is necessary, one's own rib is the most likely candidate to contribute, as the rib is full of bone marrow. Bone marrow is a spongy tissue found inside bones, but super power-filled bones such as the breastbone, skull, hips, spine, and ribs actually contain stem cells that manufacture the body's red and white blood cells. White blood cells defend against disease, and red blood cells bring oxygen and nourishment to the body and remove waste products. God chose a rib. In a 2003 article in Science News titled From Bone to Brain and subtitled Transplanted Male Bone Marrow Makes Nerve Cells in Women and Girls, the following excerpts were taken. An unusual study of the brains of women and girls who had received transplants of bone marrow from men indicates that marrow cells can transform into nerve cells. Researchers found that each female brain had nerve cells containing a Y chromosome, presumably derived from the transplanted bone marrow. Over the past several years, numerous research groups have reported that bone marrow, the source of a person's blood cells, can transform into cells of the skin, muscle, heart, liver, and even brain. These lab and animal studies have raised hopes that bone marrow or cells derived from it could repair hearts, cure neurological disorders, and treat any other medical condition. Some investigators, however, have challenged the bone marrow results. The stakes are high because of the politicized debate over whether adult stem cells, such as those in bone marrow, are as promising as therapeutic tool as stem cells derived from embryos are, end of quote. Challenges they may, research conducted by Eva Mezzi of the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Strokes in Bethesda, Maryland, will be published in an upcoming issue of National Academy of Sciences. Mezzi's research will support the new emerging discovery concerning male bone marrow transplants into female bodies. Again, the article in Science News reports, another research team's unpublished findings mirror Mezzi's study. Last year, Martin Korbling of the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston and his colleagues employed the same Y chromosome-based strategy to discover bone marrow, a derived skin, gut, and liver cells in a half dozen women who had received marrow transplants before dying. Now Korbling tells Science News, we have data showing similar results in midbrain and cortex tissue, end of quote. God chose the rib, end of quote. New research just published in September and reported in the November 3, 2012 issue of Science News is back inside the female brain. The title reads, Male DNA Found in Female Brains. Excerpts follow. Children live on in their mother's brains for decades and not just as memories. Scientists have found pockets of male DNA, presumably from boy fetuses, in the brain tissue of deceased elderly women. Not only is male DNA present in women's brains, it's common, researchers report online September 26 in PLOS One. J.E. Nelson of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle and her colleagues found snippets of a male-only gene in the brains of 18 to 26 women who died without neurological disease. The male DNA was spread throughout their brains. The technique used in the study couldn't distinguish if the DNA was from intact functional brain cells, though in a separate test of brain tissue from a different woman, Nelson and colleagues did spot nuclei from male cells in the brain. So far, cells from fetuses have turned up in women's blood, liver, lungs, heart, and other organs, so finding male DNA in the brain isn't a complete shock, says geneticist Kirby Johnson of Tufts University in Boston, who wasn't involved in the study. What's interesting is how the DNA could have gotten there. Male cells from a fetus could have broken through the blood-brain barrier, a wall that protects the fragile brain from pathogens in the blood. But that shouldn't be possible, Johnson says, end of quote. They're flummoxed. What is this male DNA found in the brain and throughout the female body? Would any in science dare to suggest Adam's rib? Genesis 3:16 speaks of Eve, and it says, And thy desire shall be to thy husband. Could this verse be associated with Adam's rib and male DNA in the female brain? In the beginning of this feature, you read, If you begin examining the facts upon the premise that the earth and its universe was formed by a godless accident out of nothing, then all of your assessments will be flawed, and the facts themselves standing in contradiction will require a serious workaround. On the other hand, those of childlike faith in the Bible approach the facts upon the premise that God's word is true and righteous altogether, and that the earth and its universe was created by God with purpose out of that which is invisible, and the facts will require no workaround. God's word is true and righteous altogether. God said a rib, and along comes science. God said Genesis 2:19 through 23, And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. God said, Genesis 3:16, Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Man said, Begone with your God and your Bible. I will serve the God of my own making. Now you have the record.